Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. And Kent, we've got a great study.
Thanks for coming, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't say that enough. I appreciate you coming.
I love being here. I love being here with
thank you.
And
I mean,
we're at Herb's house.
I realize you have a lot to do, and you don't have to come.
Where else would I want to be?
Okay. Because
you at Herb's house.
So I just want to make sure.
It's a coffee shop. And also, we're in the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And we're in John 6, verse 66. And the title of this, Kent, is False Disciples. And the very title really indicates that there are true disciples and there are false disciples. And a false disciple is someone who has truth in their head, but it's never come down into their heart and never activated their will to follow Christ. So they have a head full of knowledge, but they've never taken that decisive step of faith to commit their life to Christ and now to follow after Christ. And so John 6, verse 66, Jesus is speaking to thousands and thousands of people. There's at least 20,000 people here. He has just fed the 5,000 men. When you add women and children, it's easily 20,000. And Jesus is aware that not everybody in this crowd is a true disciple, that a lot are here simply because they've been fed bread and fish, and they've seen this miracle. But he realizes they've never become a miracle. They've never become a true follower of him. So he's got to sort through the crowd. And so he has said some strong things, you know, I'm the true bread. You know, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. And he says in verse 65, no one can come to me, which means believe, unless it has been granted him from the Father. Well, this was too much. This was too strong of teaching for a lot of disciples who were simply along for the ride. And so we read in verse 66, as a result of this, as a result of this teaching, this the hard teaching of Christ, it says many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. It wasn't hard to understand. It was just hard to swallow. They just couldn't digest what he was teaching. I mean, they were with him as long as he was feeding them and as long as he was dazzling them with miracles and as long as he was saying some things that really made them feel good. But when he came in with what we would say, Kent, hard doctrine, when he came in with truths about the sovereignty of God in salvation, when he came in with truths about total depravity and even the bondage of their will, that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father, man, they just checked out in a heartbeat. I mean, they just jumped off the ship like rats off a sinking ship. They're not along for the ride for this. And so they gave evidence that they were not true disciples. They were false disciples. I mean, it's possible to be in class and in the school of discipleship but not be passing the exam and not really be embracing and owning the truth that he is teaching. And so as a result of this, it just so clearly says they withdrew and they would not walk with him down this path, this narrow path that leads to life. They wanted this broad path that leads to destruction. So, Kent, we need to talk about this.
Steve, what, I can see myself in this. A lot of people can. What's wrong with wanting, this is God, Jesus, all these miracles, all these healings, the feeding of the 5,000, everything these crowds had seen. What is wrong with wanting all of this in your life, but not wanting him. In other words, we want what Jesus can do for us. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Like, we're living a fallen world.
Yeah.
We need help.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why do we stop and not want him? Why do we separate that? Isn't that what's happening here?
Yeah.
But what? Why do we?
Well, because Jesus makes demands upon our lives that we have to surrender our lives to him, that we have to submit our lives to him and come under his lordship.
So push all of our chips in.
We got to be all in or we're not in.
Uh-huh.
And we want to hang on to things. And Jesus is saying, no, you've got to follow me. And he's moving out. So you can't stay where you are in your life. You can't just drop an anchor and just remain here and follow Christ. I mean, you're going to have to make a choice. You either stay in the world and stay in your sin, or you follow after Christ. And so people don't want to give up their sin because they take great pleasure in their sin.
So I'm John Doe, and I'm not truly saved, but I've been going to church. I've been attending Bible study. I've got a big issue that's come up in my life, and I'm praying, and I want Jesus to help me. I need him to fix this, but I really don't want to give everything to him. Is that what's happening here?
That is what's happening here.
Yeah.
And let me just put a footnote here. This is not to say that a true disciple will not come to times in his life where there are challenges.
Sure, sure.
And he's got to pray through things and consciously place these on the altar, in essence, before the Lord and wrestle with tough decisions life.
Sure.
So that's not to say we won't face times like that, but what it does say is that we cannot have Christ on our terms, and we cannot have Christ the way we want him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is Lord. And we are his slaves. We are his bondservants. We are his disciples. And so, therefore, if we're a true disciple, I mean, we have to come under him and follow after him. Now, the good news is in the new birth, God gives us a new heart, and we want to follow after Christ. And so, it's not like we're being drugged by our knuckles to follow after Christ. No, we have a new heart. And the Holy Spirit is exciting our heart to want to follow after Christ, even with these speed bumps and adversities and challenges that lay out in front of us. But the greatest life anyone can possibly live is to follow after Christ, is to be a disciple of Christ. You talk about living with a sense of adventure, and your life is headed in the right direction, and you feel his pleasure as you obey him. This is the only life worth living.
Yeah. We have a minute left or so. What about this word disciples? Because you would think if they're disciples, they're truly saved.
Yeah.
And it says here, his disciples withdrew.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that means they checked out.
Truly disciples?
Yeah, they weren't true disciples.
Oh, true disciples.
The word disciple simply means a learner.
Okay.
It's a Greek word, mathetes, and it just means to be a learner, where you sit at the feet of a rabbi or a teacher and take in his teaching. And they were going along with Jesus. They were hearing the teaching, but it just reached a point in the previous verses. We can't. This is too much for us. This is too heavy. You're making too many demands.
Too many demands.
Too many demands upon us. And so we need a path of least resistance, not this path of greater resistance. And so that they withdrew because they wanted an easier life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad choice, because it may be easier, but there's no joy. There's no peace.
Yeah.
There's no comfort on this path, and look where it heads. It leads to eternal destruction.
Steve, is it pride that keeps us from coming?
Absolutely.
Is that what it is?
It is pride. I want what I want for my life.
Yeah.
And so behind that is pride. and really an arrogant spirit that we rise up and say, well, I know better for my life than what God knows, and I just want what I want and when I want it and yeah. how I want it. And that's just pride, and that's why Jesus said you must deny yourself and take up a cross, an instrument of death, and follow after me. So we have to die to self. Yeah. That's what true humility yeah. is. We die to self to follow Christ. Well, are you a follower of Christ? Or are you a true disciple of Christ? That's the issue. That's the question. And if you have never become a true disciple of Christ, then now needs to be that time. And this is a decision that you need to make in your life, and you need to make it now. No one else can make it for you. And so if you have never really come out of the world and come to this place where you believe in Jesus Christ and commit your life to Him, you need to do so right now. And so I would urge you to make that all-important decision this moment to believe in Christ and to commit your life to Him. May you do so right now, this very moment. God bless you.